Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Almost there. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Brian Mitchell is en route to Spain. Sunny Spain, Madrid, to be certain. You're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. And you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Shout out to the folks watching on Monumental. Sitting in today with no B is legendary Mr. Steve Zabin. Zabe, what's up, dude?
What is up, JP? Good to be sitting in Brian's seat right here. I can feel the free hookups that Brian Mitchell is the king of.
Nobody
flowing
better.
Through the armrests Nobody of this chair better, right dude. Here.
Hopefully,
nobody better.
Maybe somebody will just bring us lunch because they're like, oh, you know, B. Mitch's energy is there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. By the way, did you draw the short straw on this holiday, Happy Veterans Day, that you're here? Are you going to use this day some other time?
I'm using it next week.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's good. Because for everyone who's off today, and it's great, the traffic was a breeze coming into town.
Easy.
I'm thinking, so you got the day off. What are you doing on a cold Tuesday in November?
Right.
Like, it's too early to put the lights up.
Totally.
Can't get your Christmas shopping done yet. I mean, maybe you could.
For me, so CK asked us a couple weeks back, hey, you know, this Tuesday, what's going on? And B's flight leaves at like 11 a.m. Brian's probably at the airport, if I had to guess. My flight's not till 6:30 tonight. And my kids had school. My wife goes to work on Tuesdays. Like, in my mind, I was like, I'll just work. Like, I didn't realize when he asked me a few weeks ago that it was Veterans Day. And for a serious moment, you know, thank you to all those that serve. Veterans Day is a solemn day. And I think it kind of gets twisted up in like a Labor Day. And everybody's like, oh, you know, like this is a serious day for folks, for a lot of folks. And we appreciate the hell out of everything you do. But so for me, it was just like, all right, there's this random Tuesday. I'm traveling. Yeah, I'll work, dude. Like, I didn't even think about it. And it wasn't until you texted me that I put together like, oh, wow, Zabe's coming in. B's traveling. It's Veterans Day. Like, cool. And then it's so stupid. So I don't park in the building. I don't pay the whatever it is, $275 a month to park in the building.
Right.
I've learned from Brian. I've learned from the best. I have a little hook around the corner, so I am willing to walk a block for free parking. But on days when I know I can just park on the street and it's totally legal and totally free, I get steamed up for that. So as I was driving downtown,
winning.
As I'm driving downtown, there's no traffic, and I'm like, oh, and I get to park on the street? I'm fired up. B. Mitch is very, I'm curious where you land, because you and I have known each other a long time.
Oh, yeah.
My flight's at 6:30.
And hold on. First of all, you're leaving out of Dulles. And you're on what airline?
United. Direct.
United, okay. Have you tracked the flight during this chaos to see whether it's been delayed on previous days?
I haven't looked today.
Okay.
Because they don't have this flight every day. That's why I think there's going to be a ton of Skins fans on this flight.
Right.
Because there's not a ton of directs. I think
is it like a once a week flight?
I think it's like Tuesday, Thursday,
Friday. Give me your flight number. I'll look it up right now. You just give it to me. Don't worry about it. You keep talking. I'll look it up. Right, I'll be your chief information officer. You got to find the flight number. Yeah, you don't even know what it is.
Flight number. This speaks to Brian and CK's concern about me is they're like, all right, if you get off at 2, these international flights, you got to be there early. Like, are you going to give yourself enough time? And I'm like, I think so. Like, what time do I need to be there? 5? And they're like, no, you got to be there.
A day ahead of time, right. And especially with potential TSA chaos as well. What time would I get there?
What time would you get there? 6:30 international flight.
Under normal conditions, 4.
4 is kind of what I'm thinking. Hours. So you think I should get there at like 3?
Give it an extra hour because of the chaos factor.
Bro, I don't even know where flight number is.
Okay.
6454 maybe?
Sure. This is IAD to what's the Barcelona code?
Madrid. MAD.
Okay. MAD. IAD flights to MAD. United. Oh, you could have taken Tap Air Portugal. Don't know why you didn't do that.
I think Jeff's taking Tap Air Portugal.
That's a 10-hour flight with a connection somewhere.
Jeff flies over Friday night, stops in like 3 places, gets to the game, and then flies back Monday. It's going to be a hell of a whirlwind for Jeff.
Right.
B's headed there now. It's my understanding, and my understanding could be incorrect, that with all the disruptions in air travel going on right now, that it's largely not impacting international. It's largely domestic travel.
I hear it's better, and also major market to market is not so bad, and certain airlines are better than others. What frustrates me is on the news, they say, today there's 2,000 flights canceled. And I'm like, wow, that sounds like a lot. But then as a percentage, they never tell you how many flights there are every day in this country.
So to that point, because I suppose I'm somewhat invested in the news, I was at Channel 4 yesterday for a live hit to talk about what we'll eventually get to, if Dan Quinn calling the defense will make any difference. But so I hit in the A block, which is always good for sports to be in the A block, but I was probably at like 4:10. News starts at 4. They did government shutdown, and then they did like the airline story. So my man Adam Tuss was live at Reagan. Do you still say DCA? What do you say, national?
I say Reagan.
Okay, I kind of say national still, and people look at you sideways. That's how you know you're actually from here. Right. But so Adam Tuss was doing the story on all the canceled flights, and there's a lot of people getting delayed. And Adam Tuss is an Eagles fan, and he absolutely 100% on purpose put into his story a bunch of Lions fans that were delayed, and there was like sound from them like, we don't care, we won the game. Thank you for that, Tuss. I noticed that. But one thing he did that I thought was really smart and fair is he compared, I guess, Sunday's delays, which were or cancellations, which were
Sundays
over 2,000.
Were bad.
And he compared it to Friday of the previous week, because apparently Saturday's a really down day for air travel, but Friday, Sunday are huge. So if I have my numbers right, there were over 2,000 flights delayed or canceled on Sunday.
Yep.
Friday was like 200.
So yeah, it was a lot lighter. It says the average cancellation is 1% to 2% of flights domestically, and it was 6% due to the FAA-mandated cuts, which spiked up to like 8% on one day. And the FAA said if they didn't reopen the government, that their cuts would start going up to 10% by November 14th. But thank God that apparently is not going to happen. It's going to take several days for it to simmer down.
Well, dude, if you have that many cancellations, then you just throw a little bit of weather like we've had in the Midwest.
That's all you need.
Honestly, the wind today, it seems crazy enough. So whatever. Let's hope we get out tonight. No problems.
Is it going to be a fun trip or just a heavy work trip? I mean, it's tough with the delay because you're working covering the game during their daylight time.
Yeah.
And then you've got to come service the media back here in the States 6 hours in arrears. So you're working at night as well.
Yeah. What's going to be interesting with it. So I've worked an international game when the Skins went to London and tied the Bengals. I had the joy of working that game.
That was the one.
Dustin Hopkins missed a chippy.
D-Hop misses. I think it was multiple kicks, wasn't it?
I know he missed one.
He missed what would have been the game winner.
Yeah.
And then went to talk to the sideline reporter after the game and the then Skins PR director,
Tony
Wiley, went up and grabbed him and like yanked him away.
I think it was like a German reporter. I think it was like a European reporter.
Right, but D Hop, who's a nice guy, he was like, well, you know, I've got to be accountable. I missed the kick. It's like, bro, we went to London for a tie. You just screwed up. We don't want to hear from you. Get off the field.
I think I've told you. I think I've told this story on air, but I doubt I've ever told you. So I'm working that game, and for international games, there's no press box or anything.
Really?
You sit in the stands.
Really?
And they build out, like, at least the London game, but it's my understanding this is all of them. They build out, like, within the stands, like a little desk. Have you ever sat auxiliary press at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Kind of similar to that.
That's all I've sat at the handful of Super Bowls I've been to.
So, as the game's in overtime, and the Bengals called a timeout before Hopkins went for that kick. So, there's no, like, press elevator. You just kind of are in Gen Pop, for lack of a better word. And where we were at Wembley was on the opposite side of where I needed to be. So, I come down to the gate, and there's a big British bloke, security guard. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, the game's about to end. I got to get over there. Can I come down now? He's like, there's 4 minutes left on the clock. I was like, right, I understand that. But when he makes this kick, the game's over. That's how it works. He's like, 4 minutes left on the clock. And I'm like, I really got to be over there. Like, I'm live in like 3 minutes.
He did not understand the ale theory that I have pioneered. Always leave early.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yes, exactly.
But so I'm like, yo, I got to be able to get over there. And he's like, 4 minutes on the clock. And at this point, God. I realize, like, me and this dude aren't going to make any headway here. And so I sit down very passive aggressively, like very pouty, and I'm just kind of staring at him. And he's staring right back. Sure enough, Hop lines up, misses the kick. The game continues, and he just points at the clock. He was proven correct in that instance. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah. So it's the first game in Spain for the NFL.
Yeah, it should be cool, man.
And it's you know, the league is on the road to having 17 of these every year.
Yeah,
a full slate, basically. And, you know, they're opening up these new markets. Brazil last year they opened. They did it again this year. Germany's going to get a heavier slate.
I think it was the first game in Berlin. I think they've done Frankfurt and Munich.
They have.
They just did Berlin last week.
Yeah.
I think they could this was the first year for Ireland.
Yep.
You know, they've done London a ton. I think they could do Scotland. I would personally want it to be Glasgow, but they'd probably go to rich-ass Edinburgh. I think it's coming. Like, we can complain about it.
It's coming. 18-game schedule's coming.
100%.
The stretching of the taffy to get to President's Day weekend for the Super Bowl is 100%. Coming. It's a league that wants to acquire ground and hold ground on the calendar, and it's been doing it very successfully.
Yeah, and dude, this past Sunday, that Colts-Falcons game, I love the phrase coffee golf. I feel like I've heard it most from the fried egg boys, but I feel like that's kind of just a ubiquitous term when in America we're watching European golf early in the morning, particularly the British Open. But, you know, if you're a golf nerd, you'll tune in for some DP World Tour stuff, whatever. That was the first, like, coffee football I kind of enjoyed. Because it helped that the Commanders game was a 4:30.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to, like, wake up and hustle to get to Northwest Stadium. I was kind of up with the kids Sunday morning and had the game on, and then that game ended up being good.
Did you not usually watch?
So many of those games are terrible.
Did you not usually watch any of the international games in the morning? You didn't do coffee football?
Not up until a lot of times I'm working.
Right.
Like,
okay.
It's
a Sunday, so you've got to gear up for what you're doing.
And, like, I mean, a Sunday 1 o'clock, I'm at the stadium by 10.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, watching for who's warming up, what injured guy might be, you know, getting a good workout in. Like,
I know this is a couch dweller. I used to get so steamed up, as you would say, for those early games because it was like bonus football.
Sure.
Like bonus morning sex. And so you're all steamed up. Like, this is extra football before the real football starts. But that was when it was a once a year kind of a thing. And then it became twice a year. And now we've got 5 this year, I want to say. Maybe 6. Let's count them. 3 in England. Right? 1 in Dublin, 1 in Germany,
Brazil.
1 in Spain, 1 in Brazil, 7, I believe. So now that Germany, they're all Spain. The time,
yeah.
me and some of the guys on the old group chat are saying, yeah, I don't get as excited. Many times I forget the game is on.
Do you remember the first London game, which we're probably going 10 years back, maybe more than that?
And no, it's got to be 20.
And they had all the regular season?
I'll look it up.
They had all the pomp and circumstance, and every like bump to and from break was playing like Piccadilly Circus music. You know what I mean? Like, they really tried to lean into what that was.
Right,
and
I
now it's
hear
just
it.
Like a game.
You want to guess? Guess the year. First,
say,
like, London game.
14.
No. 2007.
Wow.
October 28, 2007. Wembley, Giants and Dolphins. Giants won the game 13-10. And it was a game that, according to Google, became known for its challenging field conditions. Yes. That was when they would put NFL teams on their soccer pitches that were designed for dainty little 165-pound strikers prancing around, not 300-pound mastodons leaning into each other and grinding and leveraging themselves for 60 minutes, and the field got torn to hell.
Yeah. I mean, that Brazil, the first Brazil game was last year, right? This was the second Brazil game
this
year?
Yes, it was. This was the second Brazil game.
The first Brazil game last year was a mess.
It was not good, and the trip was bad. I know Packer players and team personnel said, yeah, we went there, we stayed in the hotel. There were armed guards outside the hotel because, you know, Brazil's a dangerous place. And it was not in Rio. It was in the capital of Brazil, which is a massive city. But also, it's not for just going out like a tourist. La, 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 la. What are we doing?
Now we're going to have some geography nerds mad at us. It was in Sao Paulo.
Yes.
I believe the capital of Brazil, though, is Brasilia.
It might be. Okay. Sao Paulo is the largest city.
Yeah. Which is completely irrelevant to the conversation.
Do you know the size of Sao Paulo?
Dude, like, we think New York and L.A. are big. I bet Sao Paulo is like 6 million people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's 12 million.
Oh my God.
12 million people.
That's like Beijing or something, right? Like,
yeah, it's bonkers.
What is the greater DMV? Not the
seven, I want to say. When you really stretch it out to the edge of Baltimore and deep into Virginia, I think it's seven. And I think we're five counting what is called the DMA, defined market area.
What is so bizarre in that DMA is that whenever you and I over the years working in media have probably looked at numbers and ratings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever noticed it's so bizarre how they list it as Washington, D.C./Hagerstown? I don't know why, at least for television.
Why would they put Bama ass Hagerstown? No offense.
I don't know. Shout out Hagerstown, to Hagerstown.
Hagerstown's now going to weigh in.
All right. So there's a number of things I do want to get to today. I'm excited to work with you. I tweeted out a photo of me and you, and a lot of people were excited, and then we did.
Some were not.
Yeah, I guess you're catching some heat these days. So
listen, I'm here to catch the heat. I understand the feeling of fans who feel that I abandon ship at the darkest hour. I get it, but it's complicated, okay, JP, because the name has not sat well with me. I'm one of those people that still isn't over the grieving of the loss of my boyhood team name, logo, traditions, and everything else.
I imagine you liked the look at least Sunday against the Seahawks.
I loved it. As I said on Twitter, I go, seeing these old 80s era uniforms run around out there, And that's what they kind of did. They just ran around in random areas. But
they certainly didn't run near defenders.
No, they didn't. I said it felt like you got the warmest, nicest hug from your long-lost friend. But then when you looked into your friend's eyes, the helmet with the new logo, they were cold and dead. You said to yourself,
there will be
oh,
a
spear
on that eventually.
Yeah.
And you'll feel a lot better.
Really?
I believe they will
continue. Is that a JP hunch or is that
That's
JP inside intel?
That's okay. Not a report. Right. I believe they will continue to lean in on the spear. I think these guys took over, everything was done, and then you have so much success that first year with Jaden and kids. My anecdotal evidence is when I'm with my children. I have a fourth grader and a first grader. And for the bulk of my career in this, and when my kids started being old enough to have friends, see them on the playground, go to games, go to Halloween, there was no skin stuff around. You'd see Ovi, you'd see Nat stuff, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, but like, the Washington was so bad, the kids just did not care. You'd see Mahomes. I mean, you'd see Lamar.
Yeah.
Last year changed all that. You got kids with Jaden stuff everywhere.
Right.
And I think the organization was smart enough to be like, all right, we can't go back to the name for the reason we changed it. And now we have a new group of young people buying in. If like, just think about from a straight up marketing perspective, how much that messes it up to change it again. I think they're sticking with it, but this ownership group is smart enough to correctly weave as much history back in as possible.
Yeah.
I think the white unis we saw, the Super Bowl era, I think that will just be their home uniforms.
Oh, I think that would be great.
NFL protocol as far as when you can change all this stuff, but like, it's coming.
I would say, like I joked.
Those are all hunches, not reports.
Those are all hunches. I joked. I said they should just keep wearing the Super Bowl era uniforms. And then after like the 10th or 11th time of wearing it, just come out of the locker room with the old Blackie Wetzel logo on the helmet and just go, oh, what is this? And just pretend like they didn't know somebody put that sticker on there.
I've said this emphatically. And you and I are going to be on different sides of this fence post. I grew up here. I grew up loving that team. I had a starter jacket with the old logo on it. I used to draw the old logo. Remember in like middle school, you had to cover your books and you'd do it with like brown paper.
You drew the old two guns, white feet logo.
Yeah, on every book
or white
I
calf.
Had. Like that. I loved it.
That's a very challenging logo.
Oh, it looked terrible.
Oh, it did?
I didn't do a good job of drawing it.
Okay.
But we're in 2025. The world has changed. I land at the logo's not coming back. The name's not coming back. But we can embrace so much of what was good. Get the old uniforms. Get the stripes back on the helmet. Get the gold face mask back on the helmet, which looks infinitely better than the whatever maroon burgundy nonsense they have.
Yeah.
Like, I am choosing to be happy with putting everything back together and moving forward rather than continue to want what ain't coming back. That's where I land.
Yeah,
on the
fence I'm not counting on Dad ever coming back. Dad went out for a pack of cigarettes. He's never coming back. I've resigned myself to that.
He's
that's
in Atlantic
okay.
City, bro. hotel.
And there are some people out there that believe Dad's coming back. They're like, no, we could get
the
logo
nuts.
Back.
They're just nuts.
I'm like, you are setting yourself up for immense
when
disappointment.
The owner who has told you his whole life was about the skins and the logo and he loved it. When he says emphatically, on the record, repeatedly, we're not going back, just believe him.
Yeah.
Rather than your conspiracy theories, just believe the dude that paid $6 billion for it.
Right.
Because that
right.
dude's telling you the truth.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, despite the fact that there was this rift and I went to go do something else professionally, I was so happy for all of you guys. And you can talk to guys like Grant and Danny and everyone else because I would text them and I would talk to them and be like, this is an amazing ride. And I love Jaden Daniels. I love him for what he is, I think, off the field. And I do believe he's the anti-RG3 in terms of having a great head on his shoulders. I'm worried about his injuries, obviously, like everyone is. But I was so happy for not only the fan base, but the media and the team while they were making their run last year. Beyond happy. So there was nothing on my part that was like, forget them. You know.
We're going to dive into it.
We'll dive into it later.
You can tell Landfill's not here because me and Zabe have opened the show going 5 minutes long.
Oh, boy.
Heavy Metal Chris is going to have to crack that whip at some point. Here's what we're going to do. I want to talk about the big news from yesterday. Dan Quinn taking over as defensive coordinator. Kind of what that means, what it doesn't mean. Was it a move that had to be made? But a move you need to make is switching to a Rude system. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. I can tell you, I got a Root system in my house. B got one at his house, and you can feel the difference instantly. You can get the app. You can adjust your temperature in your home in seconds. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Plus, you can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Root.com/federal incentives to learn more. Root is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Root, it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.